This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a surprise visit to the Russian-controlled city of Mariupol in Ukraine on Saturday in what looked like a gesture of defiance after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for him. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
President Vladimir Putin made a surprise visit to the Russian-occupied Ukrainian city of Mariupol, scene of some of the worst devastation of his year-old invasion. This was the closest Putin had got to the front lines, and it looked like a gesture of defiance, coming a day after the International Criminal Court issued a warrant for his. The ICC accused him of the war crime of deporting hundreds of children from Ukraine. Mariupol became a byword for death and destruction. Much of it was reduced to ruins in the first months of the war, and it fell to Russian forces in May. Hundreds were killed in the bombing of a theatre where families with children were sheltering. Moscow has said since it invaded last February that it does not target civilians.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Putin's visit to Ukraine came just ahead of a visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping to Moscow. He's scheduled to arrive on Monday for talks about the war and other global issues. China has cast itself as trying to broker negotiations to end the war and contended that Ukraine's internationally recognized territorial boundaries should be respected. But Beijing has not denounced Russia's invasion. Banking giant UBS is acquiring its smaller rival Credit Suisse in an effort to avoid further market-shaking turmoil in global banking, this according to the Swiss president on Sunday. The announcement follows the collapse of two large U.S. banks last week, which sparked a hasty response from the U.S. government to prevent any further bank panics. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell released a statement Sunday saying they welcomed the Swiss announcement. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media posting Saturday, told his followers that based on what he called leaks from the Manhattan District Attorney's office, he expects to be arrested on Tuesday. There's no confirmation from authorities of any criminal charges against Trump. Media reports in the past several days have indicated law enforcement agencies in New York City have been discussing security arrangements for the surrender of Trump should he be indicted. In an interview Sunday, former Vice President Mike Pence said the idea of indicting a former president of the United States is deeply troubling. He spoke to ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos.
The fact that the Manhattan DA thinks indicting President Trump is his top priority, I think, is just tells you everything you need to know about the radical left in this country. It just feels like a politically charged prosecution.
Two people were wounded Sunday in a shooting in the West Bank. It happened in Hawara, the same as last month's violence. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
Israeli medics said a car was hit by gunfire, wounding an Israeli couple. The incident comes as Israeli and Palestinian officials were meeting on Sunday in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh in a bid to ease tensions. The meeting was the second attempt, shepherded by regional allies Egypt and Jordan, as well as the United States, to end a year-long spasm of violence in which over 200 Palestinians and over 40 Israelis and foreigners have been killed. Mediators want to ease tensions ahead of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and the Jewish holiday of Passover, which begins in early April. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea launched a short-range ballistic missile early Sunday. It launched toward the sea as it ramps up testing activities in response to ongoing U.S.-South Korean military drills. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the missile launched Sunday morning from the northwestern region flew across the country before it landed in the waters off the east coast. The launch was the North's third round of weapons tests since the U.S. and South Korean militaries began joint military drills last week. At least 15 people were killed Saturday when a powerful earthquake shook parts of Ecuador and Peru. Hundreds more were injured, officials said, and some people were trapped under the rubble. Most of the deaths occurred in Ecuador. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad arrived in the United Arab Emirates on Sunday for an official visit. He was accompanied by his wife Asma al-Assad at a time when more Arab states have signaled openness to the easing the isolation of Damascus. More at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.